Governor Deval Patrick today submits an ambitious new state spending plan that's expected to include hundreds of millions of dollars for a broad array of public education programs. As WBUR's Fred Bever reports, additional funding for higher education could result in a freeze on student costs in the UMass system, as well as a boost in financial aid.
In his State of the Commonwealth speech last week, Governor Patrick closely linked the state's economic future to its spending on education.
We invest in education because well-prepared young minds and mid-career talent is our global calling card and our economic edge.
It's a point that's vital to working-class students at UMass Boston, such as junior Alexis Marvel.
We can't expect to keep students struggling and drowning in debt if we expect to have a strong economy 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now.
Marvel is a political science major and a member of the UMass Board of Trustees. The 22-year-old says that even though her college is relatively cheap, she still will graduate with tens of thousands of dollars in loans. She does receive a $200 tuition grant each year through the state-funded Mass Grant program, but with a recent $700 increase in school fees, she says, it's pretty hard just staying on top of the bills she has now.
I work over 50 hours a week. I've had multiple jobs since I've started here, and I still struggle to pay rent. I still struggle to buy groceries.
Right now, the state pays about 43% of the cost of educating a UMass student, with students and parents picking up the rest. The state's share was significantly higher before the recession hit, and some lawmakers say the state should pay as much as 70% of the tab. But speaking by cell phone, the system's president, Robert Corrett, says the trustees decided to go for a more realistic goal.
Part of the deal we cut, if they were able to get us back to 50-50 over a two-year period, which means they would have to give us roughly half of it this year and half of it the year after, we would freeze tuition and fees for 2 years.
So the $50 million added annual investment that the governor is expected to propose for UMass would keep tuition and fees in the system at around $12,000, with variations from campus to campus. Over the next 2 years, Patrick wants to add more than $500 million to education spending at all levels, including millions more for the community college system. That's on top of another $1 billion he's proposed in new spending for roads and bridges. To raise the money to do all that, Patrick has called for added transportation fees and a 1% hike in the income tax. Although it also lower the sales tax, it's a tall order.
Well, I think the governor has an uphill road to climb here.
Michael Widmer is president of the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation. He says that even if Patrick can push through tax hikes, it won't come without concessions.
It really opens up a full discussion on where the money's going to go. The House and Senate are going to want to spread around the additional revenues to many, many more programs in education and transportation.
It all can make that $200 tuition grant UMass student Alexis Marvel gets look pretty small. But one administration spokesperson says Governor Patrick's plan would, over time, nearly quadruple that program's budget. Marvel says if her grant were to go up correspondingly, that would make a big difference. Like many who've been galvanized by Patrick's expansive and expensive vision, she plans to be on Beacon Hill this year, lobbying for just a little more help. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.